back to our best this afternoon, Matt, beating Gainsborough Trinity 4-0.
Yeah, definitely. We asked for a reaction, and we got that. I never doubted them. I believe in them. Last Saturday was maybe a fallout from the performance that they put in for against Salford, and they needed a reaction, and we got more than that. And it was it typifies the way that we've been all season, the energy levels, and I said we've got to do it again, and we did it, and we got what we deserved.
To their credit, they had a few half chances in the first half, but was it key to get that first goal?
Yeah, and once we did, we could have had two or three in the first half, and then they had their backs against the wall in the second half, and it was dominant in the second half. I just asked for more and more energy, more and more belief, and you know, they answered everything I said, that our mentality will dictate our success this season, and if they're strong, which they were, and they're a good group, and with that, that hopefully will get us across the line with the next five games to go.
Man of the match and a hat trick for Jason Walker.
Brilliant. You know, I mean, he's been out for a long time, and it takes two or three games to get yourself match fit. He's a very clever player, and deserves his hat trick. He was outstanding today, and man of the match, deservedly so. And he caused endless problems for them and brought players into play. But I can't single just him out. The whole team were fantastic today. The whole team put in a performance that I asked for them, about being strong, and having the right mentality and the right desire for this game, which that was missing on last Saturday, which was there against Salford, which was missing against this game, which was missing against Kirsten Ashton. But today I said they've got to bring the Salford performance, and every single one of them did it, and it's energy, and it's being loud, it's being not switching off at all, and being professional, and they did it. They're such a team. They are such a team. We've got a great dressing room. We've got a great bunch of lads, and that hopefully will give us a little bit more confidence going into the next five.
Marcus Carver, nice to see him finally get on the score sheet again.
Finally get on the score sheet, you say, but he's missed a couple of games. But he works tirelessly, and when he doesn't score, he's effective. He's bringing other players into the game, and he deserves a goal, and he deserved it, and thankfully he got it today, because he was outstanding. And you know, yes, Jason was outstanding and got man of the match, but Marcus was as well with his energy, and yes, he's only scored one, but Jason scored three, but the whole team put in a performance. I asked them for a reaction, and they all did. They all gave us a reaction, and I'm so pleased and proud of the reaction they gave us.
The back line as well, especially Teague, back to his usual self, and Marshall and the lads.
Yeah, and so early in the second half, he slipped, or didn't see the lad behind him, and the game could have been a little bit different if Richie hadn't saved the goal, saved the shot. But that's fine margins. But from then, it was maybe a rude awakening. From then, it was one-way traffic, and we were far better than them.
Back in the playoffs now, is destiny in our own hands, really?
It's in our hands. It's always been in our hands from a few weeks ago. And I believe in the boys. If they believe in themselves, we are going to get into the playoffs. It's just if they believe in themselves. I believe in them wholeheartedly, and they just have to believe in themselves.
Different proposition next week against Nuneaton, who drew at Stockport today, but we'll be ready for it.
Tough team, who are playing very well at the moment, and have got better and better. I'm looking forward to it, and the boys will go there with added confidence, and we hopefully won't let it slip. We're a good bunch, and if we go there with the same attitude that we had today, we should be okay. Like I say, they've done well in the last few games, but hopefully we'll have more than enough for them.